Chapter 3, Connecting the Dots. About a week after Sharansky returned to Israel, I received a phone call from a top strategist for Benjamin Netanyahu. Could I meet the former Israeli prime minister the following week when he came to the U.S.? With Barak's government on the verge of collapse, the strategist explained that Netanyahu was being urged to run for prime minister again when the new elections were called, perhaps as early as the spring of 2001. He was, therefore, quietly forming a new inner circle of Americans to complement his Israeli team. Netanyahu wanted to map out a possible comeback, and he wanted to talk to me about serving as one of his communications advisors. If the interview went well, I would be invited to join the half dozen or so other advisors already on board and stay for the six-hour strategy meeting to follow. I accepted without hesitation. Just before 8 a.m. on Monday, September 25th, 2000, I entered the lobby of Netanyahu's hotel in Manhattan and was taken by a security guard directly to the former prime minister's suite, where I was greeted by the strategist who had talked to me over the phone. We chatted about the latest developments in the Bush-Cheney campaign against Vice President Gore and Senator Joe Lieberman, and about the morning's headlines from Israel. A few minutes later, Netanyahu entered the room. He looked tanned, fit, and very relaxed. He was sporting a black polo shirt and dress slacks. His hair was a bit grayer than when he'd been in office, but he seemed rejuvenated and ready to get back into the arena. He gave me a firm handshake and asked me to sit. "So, Joel, tell me a little bit about yourself," Netanyahu began. I tried to compose my thoughts. There was something remarkable about meeting the ninth prime minister of the modern state of Israel, a man who'd literally had his finger on the button while facing down enemies like Saddam Hussein and the Ayatollahs of Iran. "Well, sir, my first job was at the Heritage Foundation." I had barely gotten the words out of my mouth when Netanyahu broke out in a smile and told me how much he loved the work Heritage did for the cause of freedom and how long he'd been friends with the organization's founder, Ed Fulner. "What did you do after Heritage?" he asked. I explained that my next job had been working for Bill Bennett and Jack Kemp. This too elicited a strong reaction. Netanyahu was friends with both men. As I recall, he referred to Jack as Yitzhak Kemp, a nickname that famed